As I go through my teenage years and I get older, the demonic presences, the entities multiplied. Every reading, clairvoyant readings, crystals, every time. Little did I realize, but that's what was happening. Demons were multiplying around me. This became my job. I was a professional psychic medium, and I still thought I was the good guy because, you know, after all, I wasn't charging as much as other people. I wasn't interested in being on TV. I didn't want to do the restaurant circuit. I was the good one.
Welcome to Worldview Matters, discussing controversial issues, discerning current events, defending biblical Christianity. No topic off limits. And now, here's your host, David Fiorazzo.
So friends, we'll be talking about that today with our guest, Jen Niza, who's back with us. Her website, expsychicsaved.com. That's expsychicsaved.com. And we'll talk a little bit about what she was telling you there, telling the audience there at a recent presentation she gave. But let's bring her in right now. Jen, so good to see you. Thanks for your time today.
Hi, it's so good to be back with you guys. God bless you.
God bless you too. I appreciate your ministry. And just a little teaser, you got a new book coming out, but it's going to be in October. We'll have her on again to talk more about that. But tell us about, I'm going to ask you specifically about something you said there in that clip. But before we do that, you were in Canada. That was in Calgary. Was it Story Fest? Is that right?
Yes, Story Fest.
Tell us about that.
Oh, boy. So the creator of it, Ryan Stockhart, he's so great, host of Thunder, thunderandlightstudios.com. And this was in the making for a year, and he had reached out to me on a DM in Instagram over a year ago to ask me if I would come and talk and share my testimony in front of hundreds of people. And it was a huge event, David. So many great testimonies from all over the place, a whole day event. And honestly, I think it was, my first time speaking to a group that large, the little headset and everything. And but God is, whenever God calls, I say yes. When God wants me to do something.
Well, I'm thankful. I'm sure you are too, that he seems to be enlarging your territory, giving you a larger sphere of influence. And that's a greater responsibility for all of us. It's a privilege. It's an honor to be used by the Lord to be ambassadors for Christ. But you have an amazing story, and you can reach a different audience that we could reach here with Worldview Matters, because you've been through something that a lot of people, a lot of younger people maybe can relate to. They know a little bit about the New Age or witchcraft, or maybe they were tempted, and maybe there were are still people struggling with that. So you've got a different niche, and I think God's using you big time, sister. So what I wanted to know is, that was in Canada. Mm-hmm. They tend to be a little bit more intolerant of the biblical worldview. Did that affect any of the planning or the event itself? Can you tell me anything about that?
No, not at all. It didn't affect anything at all. Ryan, okay. Praise the Lord, was able to secure a church to hold the event. And the people were fantastic. They were absolutely fantastic. And it was amazing to see so many young people there and come up to me afterwards and ask really great questions. And I think it just gives more evidence that the enemy is attacking the youth today. And that's something, you know, I'm very passionate about exposing. The New Age and the occult is glamorized and very mainstream in our culture. And these young people coming over to me and saying, hey, there's a group of girls that practice witchcraft and they're in my class. How can I reach them? What can I say to them? They've got crystals and amongst many other questions. So it was just fantastic. And it is a blessing to be able to meet people in person. God has since brought me out speaking again, and I have more in the works. So public speaking is new on the list there, David, and awesome. I'm happy to.
Awesome. Before I get to a couple questions about, one is the what you said about demons multiplying. when you were doing the psychic readings. That's very interesting, because a lot of times we think it's not real. There's no really connection with the spirit realm, but that's not exactly true. And then the other thing I wanted to ask about tarot cards. Before we do that, you're starting up season 3 of your podcast. How can people, I know it's on YouTube, right? You it's on your website and on YouTube at X Psychic Saved, Jen Niza on YouTube.
Well, no, that's not actually. So YouTube is just my separate YouTube channel.
Okay.
The podcast you can stream through all podcast streaming platforms, Spotify, okay. Google, Apple. There you go. There it is. Edify. And I tell you, David, God put a fire on my heart when I came back from NRB back in February, which is a big media, Christian media convention. And got me back into the audio version of the podcast, I should say, the audio podcast, because I was just dropping episodes, maybe even monthly. Now they're weekly. And of course, it's like, well, God, you want me to do this weekly? What do you want me to talk about? Where can and find everything updated, guest after guest after guest. I already have loads of shows in the bank. So we're set. We're off to quite the start. We are busy exposing the evil schemes of the evil one over on X Psychic Saved.
Good, good. So let's talk about something you said in that opening clip about demons were multiplying. So you were a psychic, you had a business, you thought you were helping people, and then you said the demonic presence or demons were multiplying. Can you explain that to someone who might not understand how that works?
When you enter into divination, which is an abomination to God, what you're doing is you're going to demonic forces, because the actual divination tool has no power or knowledge over anything or control over anything. But when you're entering to divination by doing readings, tarot card readings, psychic medium readings, any kind of reading, any form of divination, fortune telling, interpreting omens, etc. So what you're doing is you're going into this sin and you're going directly to demons for demonic contact. Now, you don't realize, I didn't realize that's what I was doing. I really believed the object, you know, the planets, the stars, the numbers, and the cards had supernatural information and knowledge and wisdom and all of those things. And I really did believe I was helping people. I really did. And I wanted to help people. And I'm so glad you brought that up, because that is a clear difference between people that look the part. Do you know what I mean? I know I say this a lot, but I like to drive it home that what people think witchcraft and New Age, it has a certain look about it. Well, let me tell you something. Satan masquerades as an angel of light. So yes. Just as I was saying in that clip, oh, I was the good guy. Well, I was a good guy. I also shopped at the Gap. I was a family woman. This is not somebody you think would be tapping into the evil, evil entities and demons. And I didn't think I would either. But that is exactly what you're doing. And they are multiplying every door you open. It's not a joke. It's not entertainment. That's with the enemy. That's a deception of the enemy, making people think, oh, these are just hucksters. These are just charlatans. This is just sleight of hand or a parlor game or whatever. Well, that's a very convenient way for you to laugh it off and keep exposing you to it, desensitizing people to it, right? So to the enemy's machinations.
So you were one of the good guys, or you thought. Right. So can you clarify, a lot of people have a misunderstanding. Maybe it goes back to the Wizard of Oz and Glinda the Good Witch, right? Or the Witch of the Good Witch of the North. So there's really no distinguishing between black magic and white magic, or a good witch and a bad witch. Can you clarify that for us?
Absolutely. And thank you so much for bringing that up, because we saw with the movie Wicked, Ariana Grande, not only is this a very woke movie, but this is a movie promoting that very concept that you can have a white witch and any other color witch, and some are good and white witches are good, because, and listen, you know, in all seriousness, witchcraft, real witches take that practice very seriously. They take it very seriously. So a white witch would think that, well, I'm not, you know, I don't have bad intentions towards you. I'm not trying to put spell on you. I'm trying to draw things to myself with my intentions and my wanting power and control. Whereas a black witch is the one who's sitting there, you know, putting spells on other people, incantations, doing incantations, etc. And it's very real. Is there a difference between the two? Zero difference. Okay.
Wow.
Again, we have that masquerading, which is a very convenient way for the enemy to make you think it's okay to step into something that God condemns and bring you into complete disobedience to the Lord and distract you away from the truth, which is Jesus Christ, and that you have no power or control.
Wow. I just had this thought of this memory that came up, and this is kind of unrelated, but I want to share this. A friend of mine was a worship leader. She was from Florida. She was on an airplane sitting next to a guy dressed really clean cut, white business shirt, dress shirt. And they got into a conversation. And long story short, he said, well, we're praying that every marriage in America will end in divorce. And he said, that's what the Lord wants. And she said, what? She says, that's not the Lord. The Lord doesn't want that. Long story short, he was a Satan worshiper and he was serving Satan and he's for abortion. He's for divorce to break down the family. And so just so you think that, you know, you see people that look normal, but you don't know the worldview. You don't know what's really behind what they're about. So that was, I've always remembered that. I'm going, wow. So we can't assume that people are going to look wicked. People are going to look like they're evil and, you know, casting spells and they're scheming. No, we're normal people. Like you said, you were a mom. You know, you shopped at, what do you say, the Gap? and yet you were doing psychic readings and you thought you were helping people. But anyway, back to, by the way, friends, if you want to look up, we did a couple podcasts with Jen here at Worldview Matters, and you can search those on our website to share more of her story, more details about her testimony. Go to worldviewmatters.tv, and on the search bar in the upper right, type in Jen Nizza, N-I-Z-Z-A. So we talked about your story. There it is. There's one, two. So we talked about the occult and the kids, especially starting in the 90s, maybe with the Harry Potter, the growth of that brand and all that, maybe Harry Potter, Twilight, and you go on down the list. Witchcraft has exploded. And now it's more zombies, I think, than anything on like on TV, but with books and with movies and with television programs. You said something in one of your videos, something about tarot cards, because that's what drew you in. Mm-hmm. Tarot cards are really accessible, or people can buy, or kids can buy them easily. Can you talk to us a little bit about that, Jen?
You know, Barnes & Noble has what can be argued as a larger New Age section than a biblical section. So right there and then, right at these local bookstores, you can go in and purchase a deck of tarot cards, and they are marketing them towards children. They look like they're for kids, tarot cards for kids, beginning, you know, tarot cards for kids, you know, or pretty little pictures. One, I remember looking like the Peanuts. I love the Peanuts. I don't think it was Snoopy, but looked something like that. So this is just to draw in the children, because Satan never stops, David. Yes, it's exploded, and we've got social media, and we've got all these things making it so attractive to children, especially Netflix. I mean, who doesn't Netflix and chill? Lots of people Netflix and chill. So you see these shows on there promoting all of these tools of divination and mediums and psychics, which can prompt an interest in that. And now your kid's on Instagram, and now they go to the mall and they're at Barnes and Noble. Oh, I want to try that. I want to tap into that supernatural. The supernatural is intriguing. But yeah, yep. You can go and you will see these items, toy stores with the Ouija board, of course, has always been, you know, marketed as a toy. You have to be 8. I don't know if I've said, forgive me if I repeat myself. It just gets my goad, because you only have to be 8. To contact demons, David.
Wow.
Okay. But you have to be what age to drive? I don't recall. 17, 18 years old
16.
To drive a car. But, you know, but you are seeing these items everywhere. And it's that nice push through social media, through the movies, reality TV. My first episode of season 3 is with Marsha Montenegro. And we talked about two of the trending top 10 shows on Netflix just over the last few months, and how they have weaved in tools of divination. Why'd they need to do that? Yeah.
Yeah. Not surprising. attracting children, right? If you can get them young, if you get them interested, market it a certain way. Anyway, we've got to take a brief pause. We're with Jen Niza, the website xpsychicsaved.com. We'll be right back on Worldview Matters.
Today's show is brought to you by Harbingers Daily, world news biblically understood. Stay informed at harbingersdaily.com.
Friends, right now, Freedom Project Academy is enrolling students for this fall with live, anytime, and homeschool courses for pre-kindergarten through the 12th grade. So to celebrate 15 years of academic excellence, we're offering a 15% discount on all courses. Visit freedomforschool.com. That's freedom, F-O-R, school.com. Use the code David15 to save 15% on all courses at Freedom Project Academy. Back to Jen Niza, ex-psychic saved, a new podcast coming out. You're doing a lot more content. You recently did one with Marcia Montenegro. And one of the things I wanted to ask you about, you talked about a lot of things, but acupuncture. I really haven't read up on a lot of that or talked about that, but I hear a lot of Christians recommending acupuncture, acupressure. I think acupuncture. But I just don't feel right in my spirit about that. Can you explain briefly about acupuncture?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. And the video is on my YouTube channel. Marcia is a wealth of information, as you know, David. Yeah. And acupuncture is a pseudoscience, really, you know, healing modality with no evidence of actually doing anything, and does have new age roots, and relies on something called meridians. And so the thing is this: if you're putting a little needle, right, a little pin on somebody, our brains make endorphins because now you've stuck me with something. So the brain makes endorphins to take away the pain of that, make you feel better. So it can give you this kind of false sense of healing, but there's no evidence of it actually doing anything. It has nothing rooted in science at all whatsoever. And like I said, it really goes back to new age roots. And I would encourage people always to do your due diligence and do a deep dive on the origin of these healing modalities, which unfortunately usually are new age pseudoscience modalities.
Yeah, it's really big. Like, you know, the Chinese are well known for acupuncture, and so and there are I would imagine there are spirits behind these things. But then you're going to get some people say, "Well, I had it done and I felt better." Well, you know, you might feel better based on what you explained about how the body works. With you get a little pin put in you, and then the endorphins kick in. All right, we've got to move on though. I want to ask you before we go to the next thing. A warning for parents. I'm a lot older than you, maybe. And I want to ask, could you give some advice to young parents? Because this stuff is everywhere. The tarot cards, the witchcraft, the casting spells. It's on books, TV, movies. In school, I'm sure they're getting a little bit of it. Everywhere, social media. So, and it's subtle. It's subtle somehow, it draws kids in. Can you give a little warning for parents or what they can do to kind of prepare their kids or kind of keep them from this?
Well, the warning would be to know what they're looking at, know what they're watching. The best gift you can give your children is zero social media. I don't mean to sound like a grump or whatever. I mean, of course, that's an age appropriate thing. And Christian parents out there, I mean, I'm praying for you. It's a tough job, and it's a tough world, but you need to be aware of these things and have an age appropriate conversation with your children about divination. Go right to God's word and have an age appropriate conversation with them about what it is, define the terms for them and give examples of it. Because again, what I always say, necromancy poster in a black cloak, bad, but Jen Niza, you know, doing a reading in her Gap outfit with some crystals and some pretty music and candles, good. No, both bad. So you need to give examples, because what they're going to see is a lot of smoke and mirrors, a lot of illusions, because that's how the enemy does it. So like you said, David, subtleties. There'll be subtleties. So you need to do your own due diligence to know what these things are. I pray that churches would start preaching more about it, David. I really do. And educating the church.
Yeah, I agree. There's a little bit of ignorance on the occult. I'm not sure a lot of pastors know what to do with it. But then that's where you come in, where you can speak at churches. Mm-hmm. By the way, if someone wanted you to do a presentation, how do they get a hold of you? Just through your website?
Yeah, I actually have a form on there on my website. If you'd like me to come out and speak, you can go and fill out the form. And I am excited to be going, but God's sending me out. I'm excited. I'll be in Houston. I'll be upstate New York. I was in Brooklyn recently. Oh, that was very quick. I was in Brooklyn recently, of course, Canada. And I love it. I absolutely love it. I've been on this side of the camera for a long time. Now getting to shake people's hands, answer questions in person, and even give lots of hugs. I just love it. And people need it. So I'm thankful for the people that have reached out to me and say, hey, no, our congregation needs to know about this.
Yes. And this is kind of a little transition here. I wasn't sure I was going to mention this, but there's a movie that's out in the theaters because there's so much trash out there. And as you know, Netflix or wherever else, regular television, you can watch shows about witches and the goodness of witchcraft and demons and vampires and zombies and everything else. It's almost like you can't get away from it if you are taking this in, whether it's TV or movies or social media, Hollywood. But there's a movie called The King of Kings. And it's a Charles Dickens story about the life of Jesus. And it's a couple weeks ago, it hit number 2 at the box office. And I just want to bring this up because there is a hunger out there, Jen Nisa, for family-friendly entertainment and good quality, you know, even Christian movies, but family-friendly movies. Angel Studios put this on. It's called King of Kings, number 2 spot. It earned more than $19 million. When it came out, and it's still going. Obviously, it's still in theaters. It's new, but it's got the voices of Pierce Brosnan, Forrest Whitaker, Mark Hamill, Uma Thurman, and others. But it's very fascinating. So it's doing very well in the studio again. King of Kings. If you guys want to check that out, because there is some good entertainment. Maybe talk to us a little bit about your thoughts on entertainment and how. I mean, I don't know if Hollywood. You would think with the numbers, like stories like this, you would think they would get the message that some of the trash they put out just bombs. And the wokeness, a lot of the woke stuff now is bombing at the box office. But I'm not sure if Hollywood's going to get the message. Do you have thoughts on that real quick?
I'm with you. I don't think that they're going to get the message because I think that they're...
Think of Disney.
Yeah. And they're being influenced by demonic forces, David. Their driving force is greed, money. I'm sorry to be a nasty, but greed, money, a lust for those things, right?
Yeah.
And of course, the woke culture has to be a part of it. They don't care if it bombs. It has to be because they still ultimately just have to be liked. They have to get their rewards. They have to do all that stuff. I don't remember the last time I saw a movie in the movie theater, to be honest with you, because there is nothing to see, honestly. I know you just mentioned that. I don't know anything about that film, but it's a disgrace. It's very sad. And yet I'm encouraged to see how God, still in his grace and his compassion, is still giving his children, all of us, a say too, right? Getting out there. Maybe not as much yet in cinema, which I would really love to see. I would really love to see that. Yes.
Yeah, there are more coming out. And I think the ones I've seen, I don't go to the theaters a lot either, but when I do go, usually it's like, what do you call that? Crowdfunding, when the movie is done independently and they just only have a certain number of days. But this is an interesting animated film. Again, Charles Dickens, the author, tells his son Walter about a kind and humble king who gave his life for mankind. I mean it is animated, maybe that's why it's gotten great reviews, so I don't know, but I just think that was really interesting. And just there's such a need because kids get sucked into all the bad stuff. So Jen, we've got about 3 minutes left. Don't want to open up another can of worms, but just your thoughts on when you get out and talk to recently, when you've talked to people, younger people, what have they shared about what they're exposed to, what they're tempted by? I'm sure maybe you get some people opening up to you about the lures of witchcraft. Just give us a little insight on that.
Yeah, actually things that you may not think are so evil looking, right? Crystals. So we know the crystals are beautiful. All glory to God for them. They're pretty rocks. And that's it. We're never supposed to be using them. We're not instructed to use them to attain any sort of supernatural information, to get protection from them, healing from them, or anything other than just giving God the glory for such a beautiful creation. Yet, unfortunately, crystals are used for chakra bracelets. Crystals are used for witchcraft, believing that you can attract what you intend towards yourself by wearing them, putting them in your pocket, holding on to them. And that, again, is bringing you to the object, the creation, and not to the creator, which is the distraction and the desired result that Satan has. Manifesting is, or the law of attraction is huge.
Yes.
It is huge, right? And there's just 3 million different methods that come out on how to do it. So again, Satan's agenda and idea is the same. And then these different things will play off of it, and then they'll become viral on TikTok. So one feeds the next thing, the next thing. And these people, because people want things, and we look at the world, it is so turbulent. It really is. It's not easy. I mean that when I say that it's not easy. Yet we want to point people to Christ, because though we are in the world, we're not of the world. When we have Lord Jesus, and he is the solution, of course, to all things, and the only one who is good, and the only one who is truth, and the only one who is sovereign and has authority over all creation, right? So stop going to the creation. Manifesting, you may think, is nice. What's wrong with some goals? Well, it's not about goals. It's about the fact that you're going to do this whole process because you believe if you do this process of visualizing, believing, being positive, that you're going to create it into existence, speak it into existence, or create change and control your own reality.
Yep. This stuff is dangerous. I'm glad you brought that up, but I'm even more glad you brought up crystals. Because, you know, it may be created by God, but people put so much emphasis into some of these things. Jen, Niza, thank you so much just for your voice, your heart, and what you're doing. Can't wait for the new book. We'll have you on again. And we're just thankful for your ministry. Appreciate your time today, sister. Good to see you.
God bless you. Thankful for you, too.
Thanks. All right, guys. XPsychicSaved.com. Check out her other books as well. God bless you, and as always, keep speaking the truth about things that matter.